Pope Benedict, on behalf of the Catholic Church, has sent a message of condolence to the government and people of Ghana on the death of former President John Mills. Accompanying the message was a special prayer from the Pope to President John Mahama. In a message delivered by the Apostolic Nuncio, Most Reverend Dion Kalenga, the Pope urged the President to continue with the principles of peace and stability which former President Mills pursued.
This is not the first time we are meeting, and I was one of the first ambassadors to alert the Pope about passing away of our beloved President, Professor John Evans Atta Mills. And the Pope sent the message immediately to you, wishing you a good beginning in this very difficult time, but in the same time confident that Ghana will again give that lesson of democracy, what you saw, which is true. And back to him, I say the country is in peace mourning the beloved president, which is true up to now. Because, as you know, when this kind of tragedy takes place in Africa, and the world is always afraid that something bad can happen. But I assure the Pope that you will continue in the same line with Professor Atta Mills, determined to those principles of democracy, peace, and stability. And Vatican back to me, they say it is true because you have to congratulate again the new president. That is what they want from Africa. We are such a beautiful continent, but still suffering over many disasters. This occasion should unite the country. From the testimonies we are receiving from the common people, it is really a shock, the death of our president. And with those wishes of stability, peace, and continuity, I now officially under the message from the Holy Father.
President John Mahama thanked the delegation and gave the assurance that he will continue with ideals of the president.